So yesterday it finally stopped snowing at my house in the evening, even though it was very light snow. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Yeah.
Before you say anything, I got to tell you one thing I did yesterday. All of a sudden, in the middle of the day yesterday, the intensity of the snow picked up. I mean, it became a regular, actual snow event, not just the light snow, which was giving us maybe a quarter of an inch an hour. Right. So at that point, I looked at the National Weather Service forecast, which they had just updated, okay, by the way, at like, I think it was 12 noon, and it called for light snow showers off and on. So I called up the National Weather Service office in Albany, Pat. A guy answers the phone, so I said, I'd like to speak to a meteorologist. He said, I'm a meteorologist. So I said, do you know it's snowing over Sharon, Connecticut, and Lakeville, Connecticut, and has been snowing, and that there's like anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow on the ground? He goes, oh, let me check that radar. That's just like an area that's stuck over that. So I said, so how come you haven't changed your forecast? He said, well, we change our forecasts at certain times during the day.
And also, it is such a local area that it would be the same thing with me. Would be hard to
no, but you. I called yeah. you. I called you. I sent you a message early yesterday,
and you
adapted your forecast right away when you looked around. I mean, you were amazed at what you saw on radar, but you changed your forecast. You updated your forecast.
It's
not that hard to do. But just because the issue forecasts at certain times of the day.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, if a severe thunderstorm comes up, they change their forecast. You know,
it's amazing, but they do have certain criteria to follow, which, you know, that's why I said for the longest time that what they really should do is just stay into the warning, advisory, watch area of it and leave the forecasting up to the private sector and just go that way. But, of course, that will never happen.
All right. So anyways, no snow, no surprise snow, no nothing today. It's a day of peace for us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, we should wind up with our temps in the mid-40s, partly sunny. Tonight, mid-20s, partly cloudy for tomorrow. On the cloudy side, but mid-40s again. And then on Saturday, it'll become cloudy and rain will develop late in the day, but not until late in the day. And the highs will be in the mid-40s again. Your Sunday will have rain in the morning. In the afternoon, it will taper. You may get a little sun. That should bring the temperature to 55 to 60 degrees on Sunday.
Now, the good news about Saturday is Saturday, throughout our region, we just have, Pat, I want to say there's probably 15 or 20local churches and nonprofit organizations that are all having their holiday craft fairs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people like to get in cars and travel from one to another. So by the rain starting later in the day, All these things are held in the mid morning and early afternoon, including the Swassa big ski sale in the morning. It's going to be fine for people to be out and about and moving around.
Yeah, I don't see a problem. I do not see a problem at all. So that's the good news.
What's the
There's not any real bad news. there really isn't, especially for you on Tuesday. Because most of the modeling has backed off on that system for Tuesday. So you don't have to worry about that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Like that.
That is good news.
And if I had to say that, you know, there would be another storm to watch, I don't think we would be watching it until sometime next weekend. And even then, I am not so convinced that it would be snow.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm looking at our November snows now, and we're at, in certain locations, we're at 16 inches of snow in November.
Yeah, well, that's unheard of.
That really is. Yeah. I mean, but you know, I say to people, this is just what Pat said was going to happen. When you started talking about the winter, you said you're going to have plenty of precipitation, but you're going to have warm also in between us. And that's exactly what it's been. We've had lots of heavy rain. We've had snow. We've had warm weather and rain and snow. We've had cold weather and rain and snow. It's been back and forth.
It really has been. And I really don't think there's a change. I was looking at the fall forecast that I put out, and I have here for the last week in November, I have fair and cold, then a wintry mix. The wintry mix is always put in there when I'm not sure whether it's going to be rain or snow. So just say, you know, because I do feel there'll be some wintry precip, I put it in as a wintry mix. For Thanksgiving time, I was pretty good. Cloudy, some rain, or a wintry mix. And then for the first week of December, rain and then milder, which is exactly what's going to happen on Sunday. But then colder late next week with snow showers. And that's exactly the way it looks.
So there you go.
Yep, I've been checking it just to see how it's going. And, you know, I still think there's lots of surprises down the road. You know, even for me, I mean, there's just no way that this kind of a winter, you know, will behave. And we're just going to have, you know, we'll be working hard. There's no doubt about that. Aside from your snow yesterday, it was, you know, just a gray, raw day here as well. It looked like it could snow at any minute yesterday, but of course it did not. And, you know, it just wasn't pleasant. No doubt about it.
I got mad at my plow guy at my house because I got home last night. He's still in that plow. It was a mess. So sent him a text message, and he came over, and he was so apologetic. Now, he lives in Ashley Falls, Massachusetts, okay?
Okay.
Which is literally over a hill from me. It's probably about 12 miles from me. Air miles is probably about 5 miles from me. Nothing. A dusting. He never thought, you know, there was nothing going on.
So
I had to apologize to him because, you know, there was just nothing there. There was, you know, he says, from now on, whenever you get snow, then he's just text me. So I know. But it's really weird. It's going to be a weird winter. There's no doubt about it.
I totally agree. There'll be times, you know, when areas will get a lot of snow, other areas will not. In our listening area, we have such a large listening area that for me to turn around, like for yesterday, and say total accumulations of 4 to 8 inches, I'd panic everybody who's listening to our radio station because 80% of our listening area would not get that.
Yeah.
It was like 20%. You know, so how do you do something like that? You say, well, you know, snow and snow showers, accumulations light, except there will be spots that get 4 to 8 inches. And people would say, well, you know what? What is Pat telling us? We could say the same thing. You know, he's not telling us where the spots are. He's telling us there will be spots. Yeah, that's because I don't know. Yeah. And next time I'll just remember, folks, that wherever Marshall is, that's where the snow is.
That's right. Well, we're out of time already.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. As we get set to put the wraps on our first hour this morning, which just means our Facebook hour comes to a close.